reason. That's a bridge. Soil. Sort of caked on the top, though. Yeah, another black matrix, fine grain with white clasp, millimeter size. And, there's some very fine grain little sparkles in there, though. Okay. I even see some vesicles in it. Yeah, look underneath there, Jim. Go.
Okay. Standing by for the number, Dave.
94. Let me get the other one that's sitting right next to it. That's how the upper layer of the soil here is caked.
Standing by for the number, Jim.
Why don't you gather some soil? Hey, we gave
194.
Joe, we gave it to you, but you blocked us.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get soil in this bag. Okay. Right there by the rock.
Yeah.
Leave the rock hole.
Yeah. Is that a glass one right? Is it?
It sure looks like it. It was under it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let me take a picture. Just a minute. Let me take a picture. And why don't you pick up that little piece of glass and put it in the bag, too? Okay. That must have been under the rock.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a picture. Yeah. Pick up that little rock. I gotta admit, it really looks green to me too, Jim, but I can't believe it's green.
Oh, it's a good story.
Something with that green cheese? Who'd ever believe it?
I hope it's green when we get it home.
Yeah. Oh my.
It is green.
It is green.
I told you it was green. You're right. Ooh.
Fantastic. Hey, hold this. Wait a minute. I can't put this in the bag yet. Look at this. This has got to be something. I can't. Man, that looks almost. Ah, it's gray. The visor makes it green, Jim.
It's gray. It's a different shade of gray.
Yeah.
No, I put my visor up to it.
The visor, but it's a very light gray, very fine grain. Sure looks like a basalt with some very less than millimeter sized vesicles in it, maybe 5% or so. It's a subangular rock. It's friable. Maybe it's not a basalt. It's friable. I can scrape it off with my glove, and I put some streaks in it. In case anybody wonders what that is when we get back, but it's definitely different from anything we've seen before. 195. Let me get another one here.
Roger, 195. And it sounds green to me.
With the visor on, Joe, it's about ready to call it a dunite. But I opened up my visor and I was wrong. I didn't get to call it what I wanted to. That's another one, the same stuff, Jim. Okay, why don't you get a sample? Let me take a picture and you get a sample of soil, okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you just scoop in between them?
Yeah.
I think this is a big frag here, but it broke.
Yeah.
When it hit, all these pieces are roughly the same. Yeah.
Not much soil here, really.
I really didn't.
Dave and Jim, is it your impression that you're sampling on the ejecta blanket of Spur Trader now?
Yes, sir. Probably from the deepest part, because we're right on the rim.
Sounds good.
Okay, 195. Wouldn't you agree with that, Jim?
Yeah.
Sir. Okay, now let's go down and
get that unusual one.
Get that unusual one. And there's another unusual. Look at the little crater here. And the one that's facing us, there's a little white corner to the thing.
Okay, Dave, get as many of those as you can, and you might be watching for a place where you think the rake might help you.
Yeah, I think we could probably do a rake here, Joe.
Okay, sounds like a good place,
there,
man.
Down front of us, though, I'm sure you can see. There's a boulder down front of us I'm sure you can see, Joe, which is gray, and it has some very outstanding gray clast and white clast, and oh boy, it's a beaut, and we're going to get a hold of that one in a minute. Okay, I have my pictures, Dave. Okay, let's see, what do you think the best way to sample it would be? I think can we break off a piece of the clod underneath it?
I guess you could probably lift that top fragment right off.
Yeah, let me try. Yeah. Sure can. And it's a white clasp. And it's about...
Oh, man, look at that. Look at the glimpse.
I'll see twinning in there. Guess what we just found. I think we found what we came for.
Crystal and rock, huh?
Yes, sir. You better believe it.
Yep,
put our pledge in there. Almost all pledge.
She likes it.
As a matter of fact, oh boy, I think we might have ourselves something close to the north side. Because it's crystalline in there, just almost all pledge. What a beaut.
That is really a beauty, and there's another one down there.
Yeah, we'll get some of these.
Bag it up.
Bag it up. Beautiful. Hey, let me get some of that clod there. No, let's make this a special one. I'll zip it up. Okay, make this bag number 196 a special bag.
Yes, sir.
The first one. Don't lose your bag now, Jim. Oh, boy. Okay, now let's get some of the other. Maybe, let me take a picture first here. I got it. No sweat. Now, we got to think of how to get that other piece here. Maybe if you could put your scoop in it and break off a chip, you think?
I think it's just a claw, don't you?
I don't know. Try it. Put your scoop there in the middle and break off a chip.
Yeah.
It's not a claw, is it? Yep, it is a claw.
Huh. I'll take this piece here.
Yeah, let me get you a bag. Wait, let me take a picture first so you know which
when we got... Okay, go ahead. Number 170.
Roger, 170. And David, Jim, are you working on the outside of the crater, or are you over the lip right now?
Just a tad over the lip on a little bench, but it's...
Dave, did you hold that one? I don't know if it'll fit in the bag or not. Got it?
Nope. It dropped. See if you can pick it up again. I think it'll fit in the bag, Jim. Jim.
A little frangible.
Yeah, it really is. I think I can get it with the tongs here.
Yeah.
Because the contact is sort of on there. We ought to try and get the contact if we can. Okay, babe. Open the bag.
We think you might be about to run out of film. Maybe you better check that now.
All right, Joe. Jim, this one we got to pick up, and then we'll go to the big rock. And if you could put that in my bag, and then check my film. Joe, this crater is a gold mine.
And there might be diamonds in the next one.
Yeah, babe. Yep, yep.
Jim, get a reading on Dave's camera for us, please.
Oh, he's got a lot left. He's only reading 145.
Roger, good. Sounds good.
Jim?
Yeah.
And Jim, did you fill a bag after 170? If so, we missed the number, and we can probably sort it out later.
Okay.